Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and that was some music by Deva Pamal, who's going to be one of the highlights of the Bhakti Fest in Joshua Tree this weekend. A very exciting weekend. If you're anywhere in Southern California, I recommend coming out here at Joshua Tree. I'm talking tonight to the executive director, the founder of Bhakti Fest. I'm going to talk about the whole program, which if you're on a spiritual path at all, I think this weekend will take you to another level. So tonight's guest is my good friend Sridhar Silverfine. Thanks, Sridhar, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, this is an incredible lineup of people. You have, like, the top in the field. You got Krishna Das, you got Deva Pamal, you got Jayutal. And what inspired you? I mean, give us a little history of what is behind this and how you pulled this together.
Well, it's been a long dream of myself and a whole bunch of other people to bring everybody together under one roof, under one weekend. Mm-hmm. Actually, last year was our first weekend. We had around 2,500 people. Mm-hmm. It was a 3-day event, and got so big we needed to move it to 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time. We've been working on this for years. But the inspiration actually came, I was a very young man, 1969 at Woodstock. I was hanging out with Michael Lang and Artie Kornfeld, the producers of Woodstock. Right. And, you know, we would hang out at the houses as they were, like, you know, making the preparations. And they had this great lineup of the greatest rock and roll people in history.
Right.
Nobody even knew those people at that point, but they became the greatest. Right? And he said to me, Michael said, Sridhar, what do you think is missing from the from Woodstock? And I said, you know, the spiritual element is missing. So they said, what do you think we should do? I said, let's bring Swami Satchidananda there to make the invocation. And I was a student of Swami as one of his first yoga teachers in New York. And they said, okay, good, take care of that. Produce that part of Woodstock.
Wow.
So I went back, and Swami flew him up in the helicopter. We landed backstage. It's all in the movie Woodstock.
Yeah.
You can see all this coming together. And then we walk him on stage. The funniest story about that time. Do we have a second?
We have as much as we want. Let's go into some stories.
Funniest story was Richie Havens was on stage preparing to go on.
Yeah.
Because the first act that they had was so nervous when they got up on the stage at Woodstock and they saw 500,000 people that the guy ran away. And nobody could find him. So all these acts that were supposed to go on first, nobody could find any. So they ran to Richie, who was in backstage tuning up. It was a field. There was no backstage. And Richie had to get on stage right away and open up Woodstock. And he was very nervous. He walked on stage. He was tuning up in the rear of the stage. And he said, okay, you go up and bring Swami Satchidananda onto the stage. So I started walking up. You can actually see this in the movie with that. I walk up on stage, and then I realized nobody was going to announce Swami Satchidananda to the audience. Right. So what I do is I went to Richie Havens, who was like, you know, totally sweating there because he's so, you know, totally anxious and nervous. I said, Richie, give me a favor. He looks at me like, get away from me. What are you bothering me? I said, can you introduce Swami? He's like, get out of here, right? I'm tuning up my thing. So we finally got the main announcer to announce Swamiji, and Swamiji went on. He gave the most beautiful, poignant invocation, welcoming everybody, and merging spirituality and music. And I knew then, for many years after that, I was always working with all these great teachers and all these great kirtan producing their events, and I just wanted to bring it all together under one big setting.
You've done it. And, you know, Woodstock was such a moment for the generation.
Yes.
And blessing it like that and setting a path for spirituality has brought us through the 70s, 80s, 90s, right to the Bhakti Fest, where it is a spiritual collection, connection.
Yes, I wanted to make it available to everybody. So you can come, and I created a little saying that said, come in empty, leave. Come in full, leave empty. That's one of these Shriisms.
I like it. You have a little t-shirt that says that.
So we wanted to make everything possible. So you can come in, leave all your worldly cares behind. Leave it at the door. Come in with 26 of the best yoga teachers in the country. It's like 50 yoga classes. Like nonstop kirtan. It begins at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. This Thursday, five more days from now, does not end till midnight Sunday night. Non-stop.
Around the clock.
Nonstop.
Wow.
Never happened outside of India, ever in the world.
And with the best kirtan singers in the world, really.
Absolutely.
Krishna Das, Jayutal, Deepa Pamal. These are like the superstars of this kind
But there are other really great kirtan people also that are coming that a lot of people don't know as superstars that are really up there as well. Kanamrita, Sham Das, Dave Stringer, Donna Deloria, I mean, these are like and these are some very great people that are really beautiful in their own right. And so we had so many submissions, I had to put on a second stage.
Oh, yes. So there's going to be two full-time kirtan.
No, the second stage is only running from 11 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. So I really didn't want to compete doing my headliners at night.
So around the clock, really, like 2 in the morning, you could get up because people would be camping out probably, and they could listen to kirtan music in the middle of the night.
Or not go to sleep. Because that is the reason. You don't have to go to sleep. It's like an old guru of mine said, Shrita, you have the rest of your life to sleep.
Yeah.
Now.
You have eternity to sleep.
Purge yourself. This is it. Open up. Just dive in. You know, do the yoga. And besides that, we have a whole air-conditioned building with lectures and discourses by some really fantastic people.
Like who? Because I'm going
to... Paul Stamets.
Who's Paul Stamets?
Paul Stamets is the mushroom guru of America.
Oh, really?
Absolutely fantastic.
He says mushrooms...
He talks about not necessarily psychedelic mushrooms. He is about reclaiming the earth through using mushrooms and stuff like that. Really fabulous food.
So he's going to be lecturing.
He's going to be there. We have the most beautiful video that I shot in May with Ram Dass. And it's an hour and a half. It's an exclusive for Bhakti Fest. He addresses Bhakti because I asked for him 30 questions, contemporary questions that everybody's dealing with in life. He gives these most fabulous answers. It's around an hour and a half. People can come in to see that. We have Howard Will is going to be doing
healing. Great.
We have Radha Swami. Radha Swami he just wrote this book, A Journey Home. Fabulous, fabulous guy. He's from the Krishna movement. Prabhupada was his guru. He's got hundreds of thousands of disciples in India. He feeds 270,000 kids every single day.
Oh, he's American, but he's like...
an American Jewish guy from Chicago, and he's been... he was 19, he's been on the spiritual path. He's wonderful.
Well, that's the thing about you, too. You've been on the path, you've been meeting people, you've been making connections. And it seems like this life work of yours is coming together at a festival like this.
I think so.
It's beautiful. I mean, you did years of research and self-discipline, you know, starting with Muktananda. And then having Amma living at your place in Topanga Canyon, it's like you've been guided to this point.
But we're all guided. But we just don't live up and open up to our dreams and the guidance. We hear the guidance, we understand it, but we let the worldly activities get in its way.
So how'd you get over that? Because I think that's really
important. It's very important. Yeah. That's where the discipline comes in. The meditation every morning, the yoga, you know, the practice. You must maintain the practice, something I've been telling you.
What's the practice? Tell me
that's the practice. Meditation, yoga. Daily yoga, reading spiritual books, you know, being absorbed within the frameworks of, like, the guru relationship, you know, which I've always been. You know?
Well, Bhakti itself, and we're talking about the Bhakti Fest, if you're just tuning in, which is happening this weekend in Joshua Tree, actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bhaktifest.com, right?
Yeah.
For more information, you can buy tickets at the door.
Tickets can only go for, well, interesting on the tickets, we always want to make it affordable.
Basically. Yeah, right.
We start in January at $150.
Wow.
In New York, you spend $150 on dinner.
Right.
But this is $150 for 4 days.
I know.
And you can take as many yoga classes as you want. You can hear whoever you want. Sit at all these places. Camping is $50. You know, no big deal.
It's going to be
and
great.
We have 125 vendors coming.
Wow.
So we have 10 food vendors.
This is like the spiritual Woodstock.
That's what we called it.
It really is. It really is for those interested in any type of spirituality. I mean, people, you know what happens with kirtan? When part of your heart opens up, you just expand into
total
the
heart.
I know, because people are there to love. It's what they call the Bhav, right?
That's exactly, being the Bhav is one of our sayings. You know, people start with yoga, and yoga now is huge.
Everyone knows about it.
I used to talk to you 30 years ago, and I said yoga is going to be on every corner in America. It happened. It's true. It is. It became a so-called billion-dollar industry, right? But kirtan. When you start doing yoga and you feel what it does to your physical being,
right.
And then you turn around and say, okay, I got it. I feel fantastic. Mm. Now what else is there?
Wow.
So then you dive into the meditation and you dive into the chanting.
The chanting is the kirtan with the music.
You name the names of God. You chant the names of God. And it's in all the religions, when you look at Judaism or Christian ethos, you find all these... A lot of people, these Bible singers and Jewish, it's really, by the way, we are at Bhakti Fest, we're having a Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, good.
Friday night.
Great, because it is Rosh Hashanah.
I have a very interesting group coming to perform Rosh Hashanah, celebrate it. It's the Kirtan Rabbi.
Perfect.
He's fantastic. He travels around the country singing Hebrew kirtan songs.
Wow.
So I figured he'd go on and then he'll take everybody with the holly bread and the wine and wind up in front of one of our buildings and have a ceremony.
That is beautiful. So bhakti, let's talk about bhakti, the devotion. As a path to enlightenment.
Right. That is one of the paths of yoga that Patanjali spoke about. So bhakti is real, true devotion. It's like...
What does that mean?
Devotion is like diving into your deepest parts of your heart, and not letting anything...
Surrendering that.
No ego, no desire, no agenda. It's just that. It's a true form of beauty and of love. You know? When you look at a beautiful woman, you feel that love. When you look at a beautiful picture, you feel that love. When you look at your child in your arms, you feel that love. You know?
So you're feeling love, but then you're the surrender part.
That's the key, because we feel that love, but then in our worldly life, we don't know what to do with it.
Right. So what?
And we get very confused. And we get jealous, and we get desirous and envy, and that, you know. But we must just separate all that. We just have to keep it on the side and say, "That's not doing anything for me. That's not creating any happiness and any joy. That's just the grist of the mill," like Ram Dass would say.
Right.
It's just continuously happening every single day. Separate. Step out. Dive into the heart, dive into the compassion and the love. It's so sweet.
But how do you do? I mean, the music will help. If you're
the music
there,
will help, the yoga will help, the meditation will help,
and
the reading will help. And just being quiet. Take the time for yourself every day. Just be quiet. Step back out of the world. You know, we're so caught up in the world, all of us, myself included. We have so many things going on. You know?
I know. Well, putting this together.
It's a very long process. It's years and years in the works. But every day I watch myself, you know, make sure it's not street art doing it.
I know.
It's I'm keeping myself open as the vehicle for this grace to come through. And this grace comes through, and I just put it out. And that comes through what's called seva, S-E-V-A, which is selfless service. Doing things for everybody, our friends, our family, humanity, without looking for anything in return.
Yeah, that is good. That is your... I've seen that personally with you. You have a bit of an ego, as people say, and you can surrender that in such a generous way. I've seen that part of you, and I see this. You're not doing this for the money. You're doing this because this has been your life. You've been devoted to these teachers and the teachings and in the way the Hindu tradition, because it opens us up to love. And this is your gift. You're giving this as a gift to the world. This service. This is your seva. And you work hard. I see. He works. We're here at Bhakti Fest headquarters, and this is a round the clock process just to allow people to have this experience.
If you can't clean the toilets, what good is it?
Well, you did a lot of time with Muktananda. Yeah. Tell us about those early days with Muktananda and what you learned with that guy.
Because very disciplinarian.
Right? Yeah, right.
He came here in 1970, and I was with him the first day he came. Mm-hmm. And I was with him for 12 years until he died in 1982. Yeah. He was a very strict. You know, on one hand, he would carry a stick. Mm-hmm. If your ego got out of line, you got it, right?
You got smacked.
Yeah, like in the Zen tradition, similar. Right? Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, he would give you so much love and attention, you know, but He was fantastic. He was great.
So he gave you that kind of, because you know.
And that's how I like to work.
That's fine. And it gets things done.
Yeah, but I also love to give. I love to give the love at the same time.
You do.
If you give me a chance. If you just get the beating and then run away, you're never going to see the love aspect.
Some people say that's a little passive aggressive, but no, because, you know, with you kind of being intense, it's because you know what needs to be done. That was the first thing my friend Victoria said. Roberto. She said, wow, who knows how to get things done?
Yeah.
And it can be, you know, because...
It's getting things done is intense in itself.
Right.
Because you're dealing with so many people.
Right.
Our staff is up to like 30 people. Yeah. We have 130 volunteers coming.
Wow. Right. And probably, 5,000 attendants, right?
Probably 3,000 to 5,000 people. Plus there's 20, 30 people there that are working nonstop. Wow. Local community that I put to work and give money to, and mostly Latin American
men,
and they're really sweet, and they work for me a lot, and we have a great relationship.
Well, that's another big thing about these kind of festivals. You're bringing a whole economy to a small little town that needs some extra, you know, so people can then live a simple life with the Bob. The Bob.
We booked up every hotel in Desert Hot Springs to 29 times.
Wow.
Like a 40-mile radius.
Wow, this is just going to get bigger and bigger. This is like a growing movement, and you are just, you know, talk about your relationships with some of the key people. Like who would you say is Big Krishnadas?
Well, I've been friends with most of these people for a very long time.
Yeah.
In fact, in the 70s, Krishnadas, when he was not even Krishnadas, just his name was Krishnadas. Jeffrey Cagle from New York. not a Jewish friend.
From New York.
Yeah, Krishnadas said, how come I'm so, everybody around me is Jewish.
Well, because.
And then he realized they were the ones who got everything done. You know, they weren't afraid to. But I found that the reason why most of the Jewish men got into spirituality is because they were disappointed with Judaism.
Yeah.
In its form.
Yeah.
Like the Christian form and Jewish form. People just disassociated with that, disillusioned with it.
Yeah.
Because it's all formal-based religion. You know? And it's like, it doesn't go anywhere.
And in Hindu, and these Indian, there was the living master that you could connect with.
Yeah.
And they had Shakti. I mean, you feel when you run or Amma, these people are full of love and full of energy, and you don't get that from reading a book.
Or going, you might get that from going to a church or something like that, but certainly not from like a reverend or a pastor or a rabbi or something like that. They're all nice folks, they're nice people. So most of the Jewish men in the 60s, 70s, and 80s had disillusioned with that. And so they turned to spirituality through the Hindu form, through the guru.
Because that was a living tradition.
The guru disciple relationship.
Right.
We all wound up around these. That's so Muktananda made a funny comment.
But you know what is also such a living tradition is when these people are chanting, they get out of the way. When you hear this music, it connects you on the soul level because it's beyond the ego. It's God chanting to God. You know, it's the divine coming through these people with the divine names, with these sacred sounds. and it has to touch you.
Absolutely, they are singing from their heart for the most part. I noticed last year at the Bhakti Fest, we had the people that were singing to God, mm-hmm. and we had the people that were singing to the ego.
Right, those are the two paths, right?
And it shows up even in spirituality. Mm-hmm. The worst ego is bad to have to begin with, but the worst ego is the spiritual.
Right, look how spiritual I am, right?
All of us, we think we know everything.
Right.
But we get caught up in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to watch that very carefully. But I noticed with the Kirtan stars last year, the ones that sang to God, sang to the heart, to the bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you went to the Jaya Tal, had a 3-hour set last year. You couldn't even move like this.
Wow.
And Dave String and Gaurabhani, I mean, so we have, I'd say, Thursday night's lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off with Dave String, mm-hmm. now getting very, very well known.
Mm-hmm.
And MC Yogi, this really beautiful yoga really guy cool. from Northern California, he sings rap.
Wow.
He's getting very famous. He's getting very well known. He does an hour rapping to Ganesh and Shiva.
Some of the people dancing as well, right?
And then right after him comes Bhagavan Das, who's coming out of semi-retirement.
And he was the first. Bhagavan Das was the guy.
He brought Kirtan to the West.
And he is an amazing singer. He's the one who said to Ram Das be here now.
That's right.
And that was history.
That's 7 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's
on Thursday night. Right. 7 hours straight on Thursday night. So it's great that Bhagavan Das is going to be here because he's the one that began the whole tradition and the whole he opened America to this possibility, this lifestyle.
That's right.
And
Ram Das met his guru in 1969, 1968, mm-hmm. You know, he brought it back to the West. He wrote a book called Be Here Now.
Mm-hmm.
And millions and millions of people got turned on to it.
Yeah, actually, Ram Das is going to make a talk about that because you've been so connected with Ram Das. He's going to make a video appearance, right?
Yeah, he's making a video appearance. Last May we went there and mm-hmm. shot a video, mm-hmm. an hour and a half. It was beautiful, like 27 questions. It was really good.
What did he have to say about that? I'm talking to Sridhar Silverfine here, who's he's the director, founder of Bhakti Fest. So if you are interested in Bhakti Fest and coming out there this weekend, it really is an event that you don't want to miss because if you're into any kind of spirituality and if you've been following this program, I totally recommend being there. So go to bhaktifest.com. And you can find out where that is. It's actually in Joshua Tree, not far from Palm Springs. And you can buy a ticket there and buy a ticket at the gate because you're no longer online tickets. So I'll be there for a little bit and lots of people. And let me just play a little music of some of what you'll hear at the Bhakti Fest this weekend, okay? This is Diva Pamal, and I'm going to play the rest of that song that I opened up with. No, this I'm going to play is the Gayatri Mantra, which you're going to hear a lot. So just take a listen and see if you are turned on by this kind of music, if you've never heard Kirtan before. So this is Diva Pamal, and she's going to be singing there Friday night at the Bhakti Fest. I'm sorry to bother you. Okay, that was Deva Pamal, one of the highlights of this weekend's show. And the other thing about all these people doing kirtan is, like, in a way, they're all singing the same song. They're singing, chanting the name of God.
Yeah, in the form of the Hindu tradition.
But what, I mean, they all have their unique style. What makes someone a great kirtan singer?
Well, you know, I think it comes down to the devotion. You know, some people are doing kirtan because it's the thing to do. Like, you know, a massage therapist or a yoga teacher. Now, everybody's a yoga teacher. Everybody's a massage therapist. Everybody's this and that. You know, so this is the thing to do. So everybody's now, a lot of people are becoming so-called kirtan singers. But there are kirtan singers and there are kirtan
singers. What makes a great kid? It's like how much
it's not something that you just develop and overnight you start, you know. Most of these great singers have been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
And they're actually working very hard. They travel all over the world.
Yeah.
They sing almost every other night, you know, in another place, another hotel room. It's like rock and roll stars.
They are like rock stars. Yeah. I mean, someone like Deva Pamal, it's a beautiful story about growing up in Germany and learning the Gayatri Mantra, which we just heard. Yeah. As a child, she learned the Gayatri Mantra. And actually, someone like Deva Pamal is evolving kirtan singing to a modern context. And her voice,
she sold over millions of
beats. She did.
Really? I mean, this is not simple stuff. I mean, so many people have turned on to her. She's a very distinct voice and a very distinct kirtan.
And beautiful to listen to. And angelic to see that smile on her face.
And, you know, we have so many other people similar to that. Not, of course, that prominent in name, but up and coming.
Like who?
Kanam Ritter is like, oh my God.
Really?
She has a voice that you would just turn on and go right into.
Kanam Ritter.
Kanam
Ritter. And she's going to be there.
She'll be there. Donna DeLoria, who used to be Madonna's backup singer.
Oh, really? She's doing kirtan?
She's doing kirtan now, and she's fabulous. She gives a great show. Wah is always great.
Wah's going to be there?
Wah stands up and rocks out kirtan music on the guitar.
There's a kind of merging of rock and kirtan.
There is, to a certain extent. It's interesting that even in the yoga classes, you know, the traditional yoga class from India was very serious stuff.
Right.
Iyengar and all these great, Patabi Joyce and all these great yoga teachers, they didn't want any music in their classes.
Yeah.
You know, they were very strict teachers.
Yeah.
Nowadays, a lot of these so-called rock star yoga teachers, they have little groups that play with them.
So the real important question here, is it a devil, is it like a bastardization of the ancient Hindu, or is it an elevation to a new level? You know?
Well, that's good. I think the jury is out of that one. Again, I think anything that takes you closer to the Bhav, and deepens your heart, you know, let's see, let's just say it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, if there's ego elements, if there's, you know, spiritual ego involved and ill desires and something, it's going to come out in itself. It's going
to
come
out. Right. I think that's a good point. I think it's something that I like to address because I'm sort of like, you know, the tradition itself can be ego or it can keep you in line with the great masters. Yes. So it depends who's doing it. We've seen great masters, Kalashwar, who's a brilliant young person. He's keeping a tradition, but he's also taking it to a new level.
Okay, so that is the same as some of the Kirtan, Krishna and I. You know, he is deep in the guru relationships of his guru and him, Kuali Baba, and Jayutal as well, and Bhagavan Das. And you notice that the ones that have a very deep relationship with their guru, they seem to be able to really develop much more depth.
That's the bhakti, isn't it?
That's the bhakti.
Because in the singing, they can let go.
That's it. Because they truly sing to God.
Yeah.
They don't sing to the ego.
Yeah, and the guru is not someone to be worshipped. The guru is in the highest sense, the divine embodiment.
That's it, but it's the divine embodiment within you. It's the guru within each one of us. And even if we have a guru and we bow down to a guru, the guru teaches you to bow down to each other.
Right. Even Amma, probably the most popular guru in India, she bows down to herself. I mean,
when she comes on stage, she bows down to every hundreds of thousands of people there.
Right.
And why is she doing that? Is she is always telling you, bow down to each other, worship each other, honor each other. Devote, be loving,
respect for God,
respect
each
and every person.
And when these amazing, I've heard Jayu talk to, and he, you know, he's able to transcend the personal. And when people, you know, even someone like Frank Sinatra, not a nice guy, when he would sing, you'd feel his feel the divine come through.
He transited out of the ego to that.
Right.
Period of time.
And Elvis, great musicians do that. So you get great musicians that transcend the ego, and then you get them singing about the transcendence of the ego. You get a double hit on that, right?
And plus, you know, we had 50 or 100 submissions that we couldn't even place this year.
Wow.
So we did put on the second stage, and we put on lesser known names. Because even though we have all the famous people, I also want to embrace the younger upstarts that nobody really knows.
Like who do you have here?
Kirtaneers, Mayapuris, Gauravani, you know, all these. They're up and coming, but they're really fantastic up and coming.
Because they have that.
They're working real. Mike Cohn, Angela, they're working really hard. Prema Hari, they're really some great people. As well as the yogi, you know, we haven't touched the yoga scene.
Yeah, let's talk about the yoga, because, you know, yoga is really what opened people up to, along with the meditation, right? I mean, Maharishi with the Beatles, and then your guy Satyananda, and then Muktananda. I mean, but the yoga, what is the element about yoga?
Yoga is, everybody's realizing that going out to do yoga is really strengthening the body, strengthening the mind, strengthening the heart, you know. And people are sleeping better, their complexions are better, their actions towards one another is at ease.
Yeah.
We're relating differently. Yeah. You know, and everybody's really, not so many millions of people are opened up to yoga right now. It's really fantastic.
So who are some of the big,
We have Shiva Ray.
Yeah, talk about Shiva Ray.
Shiva Ray is one of the top yoga teachers in the world. She's fantastic.
And what makes
her? She's this gorgeous, delicious guy to a woman who is very full and vibrant
and very in touch with her body,
and she
communicates that feeling of that connection with her movement.
So she's coming out a day early, actually, tomorrow, and she's giving a 5-hour intensive.
Wow.
4 hours of yoga, then dinner, and then she's taking everybody to Joshua Tree Park.
Yeah,
she'll have a fire ceremony and dance around in your fire.
Oh, she is tomorrow night. Oh, great! We'll do that. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun. Great.
Come out with 50 yoga teachers and yoga people that are coming to the Boston class.
This is really going to take off. I mean, this is the second year, but next year, we're going to have like 10,000 people.
Well, we're not looking, it's not about for us numbers.
No.
Like, you know, when Ava first came to the country and she came to my house, we had 22 people in the living room. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm so sorry, there's not a lot of people. Yeah. She said, I'm always going to be the biggest person in the country. We care, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. One person comes, mm-hmm. two people, five people come, and they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They understand what it is after they come and see. So if one or two people come and their lives are changing, I'm happy.
I think it's about people who want this in their life. And there's a lot. There's people listening here on BBS Radio who open up their airways on the internet for people looking for alternatives. Some people like you can't find it. When they hear about this, they'll know they need to be. There's a whole population that. Very dissatisfied.
I wanted to stream live stream.
Yeah.
I just didn't have enough.
We'll do it. We'll do it next year.
Next year would be great for a live stream. And, you know, I videotape everything.
Yeah.
I have great, great interviews. And we put it up on our website.
Yeah.
And we're auto taping everything.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have it for the archives. And maybe we'll come out with a CD compilation.
That would be the greatest hit.
Yeah,
we'll do like a behind the scenes, also Woodstock thing next
year. We have a lot of great interviews coming up this week. We sit down with all the people by camera. We talk to them. We really dive into a lot of stuff.
And again, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. If you're anywhere in Southern California, BoxyFest.com, right?
It's 2 hours east of Los Angeles. You can fly into L.A. You can fly into Ontario. You can even fly into Palm Springs, jump a car, come on up. There might be a few hotel rooms left here and there.
Or you can camp, right?
You can camp. The camping is there.
And what about food?
We have great camping. We have showers, hot water showers and camping. And the food, we have like at least 10 vendors, everything's vegetarian. Everything from pizza to veggie burgers, you know, like that. It's going to be some great Indian food.
Oh, good.
Thai food.
Everything's taken care of.
We have unlimited water. We have a water source of 3,000 gallons a day.
Wow.
Water, and we put it through our filtering system.
Wow.
And they just bring your bottle right up to the thing.
I mean, it's a great undertaking, like we said, but you've been gearing up your whole life for this. I mean, the research you've done, the connections, the lifestyle you live, the yogis you've met. Don't you feel happy?
I feel happy, and there's always more, you know, to do in life. And you know, not like I'm resting on anything. It's a beautiful experience. I'm going to have a great time.
I know. I hope so.
I love sitting there with, hang out at night with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make it a practice to close down my work for the day, and at 6 o'clock I go sit and listen to get down to like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because I know you've been working hard for
years, and it's been very. Been sometimes stressful, sometimes non-stressful, but I got a great, great staff.
You do have a great staff.
And it's interesting because it's mostly women. It's like
surrounded
by these wonderful, gorgeous women that are just totally devoted.
They're like Krishna and the gopis, right?
I love them. They love me. They love the Bhakti Fest. And they love working with it. And here again, we've had so many people wanting to work with us. Mm. And it's just a matter of finding the right people fit into the panel.
They are really devoted. I've been here in the office and just listening to them take the calls and being with people, which was on the phone, explaining the whole thing to somebody. So is there a number of people want to call?
Yes. Right now, it's a toll-free number, which I don't have.
Okay. Oh, we'll look it up online.
I need to get it with you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We'll look it up
online. I should have all that.
That's okay. But Bhakti Fest, if it goes...
You can go right onto our website. BHAKPIFEST.com.
Right.
We have a beautiful program that we printed up. We printed up 5,000. You saw the program.
Yeah, it's a beautiful program. We printed up 5,000.
Yeah, well, we're expecting a big crowd. So,
and what about next year? What is this? What about next year?
We're already making arrangements for next year.
What dates do you have booked up?
It's always around 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it's a week after the Burning Man. So 9/11, we also have a celebration
not a celebration, but
a tribute
to 9/11 in the evening. We spent a couple of minutes remembering everybody and like that. So it's really an event that shouldn't be missed by anybody. It's open to everybody.
You know, the other thing I want to ask is many people are moving away from religion and they're thinking this is a sort of another religion. How do you tell them this isn't religion? This is a...
Well, you know, yoga was never religion. Yoga is like a way of life. You know, that's really what it is. It's a way of life.
Yoga is a way of life. Oh, here we go. So the best number is...
Okay. Yoga is a way of life. So, you know, you open up to it. It's not religious based. So.
Let's see. We're just looking for a number here. Actually, I just click on welcome up here. Okay. So, I mean, but it's not religious. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, just we can discuss among ourselves the difference between spirituality and religion. I think that's, you know, what you're saying about a lot of Jews turning away from religion and finding a deeper spirituality within Hinduism. There's like a connection to spirituality that you get from listening to that music that stirs your heart.
It's a very beautiful moment. Everybody that left here last year.
Yeah.
Wished that they wouldn't have to leave and wanted to stay there all year long.
Yeah. That was a scene that was created. And that's what's going to be created this year.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I do, because I always wanted you to come. You missed last year.
I know. And I love what you're doing. And I'm happy I'm here because this is it really is exciting. These people have worked really hard. They have the best kirtan singers that you can find anywhere.
Yeah, and best yoga teacher. Rishad Shiva Ray, Saul David Ray, Mark Whitwell, Annie Carpenter, you know, Sienna Sherman. They're fantastic.
Is this the 800 number here? 866-992-4258 if you want to register by phone tonight. 866-992-4258.
Yes. And there's still some camping spots left, and there's still some local hotels. I understand just tonight there's a few cancellations, and they have some rooms open. We have ticket sales. They can't buy tickets online.
Oh, okay.
So they have to just come. They will not be turned away. Mm-hmm. Come to the registration desk, buy a ticket, and enjoy.
Right. And it's about how far from Palm Springs?
It's Palm Springs is like 35, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like 35 minutes easy. And just jump in your car and come.
Mm-hmm.
Fly out. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. This is an event, one time in your life. It's like the Kumbh Mela in India.
It is like the Kumbh Mela.
Kumbh Mela of America, really.
So I think there's so much more, but, you know, who's Sean Johnson?
Sean Johnson is a beautiful kirtan singer from New Orleans. America got all Southern, you know, concept into kirtan. He's very sweet. Arjun Bhava is a beautiful study from India.
Oh, Girish. Who's
Girish? He's very sweet. Travels around. Very melodic.
Oh, the other thing on Sunday night, talk about Sunday night and what happens when everyone gets together.
Okay, so Sunday night after the last group, which is Gauravani at 8 o'clock to 10, we have what's called the All Star Kirtan Jam.
Great.
Right? So all the artists and, you know, yoga teachers, but everybody gets on stage, and everybody takes the mic, and goes around, and again, this time we're going to do the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, it's the most famous mantra, and it's going to be everybody's rendition of this.
Beautiful. So you get all the great kirtan singers
on stage at one time,
jamming together,
and musicians with instruments. Everybody's going to be up there, cello, guitar, sax, everything. And it's all going to be based on kirtan
from 10
to midnight. And by the way, we start this whole thing on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for the fire puja.
Oh, everyone's at the main stage for the fire. Who does the invocation?
We have a young man from Los Angeles by the name of Kailas, and he's going to do it. In fact, he's here tonight to do our own private room here for the staff.
Great.
And then Sunday night at midnight, right after the Bhakti Fest finishes, he does a closing fire somewhere. So, it's actually a fire puja, it's a home.
The other thing, that this is at an amazing place built by Frank Lloyd Wright, the Mantle Physics Institute in Joshua Tree.
The Institute for Mantle Physics has been around for 75 years.
Yeah.
It's called the Joshua Tree, which is now Frank Lloyd Wright designed it. Yogananda hung around out there all for years and years and years. And it was a beautiful experience.
It was started by an American kind of spiritual guy.
King
LeMay, who had his own spiritual practice. Yeah. It was built on a vortex. I was standing in the sanctuary. It was like energy and chakra coming through.
Very powerful. Very. You walk onto the center. If we weren't there, you would still have a great experience.
Yeah. But we are going to be there, and we're going to do amazing chanting. So, really, if anyone wants to come, if you have any questions, call 866-992-4258. Go to bhaktifest.com. Look at some of the people that are going to be there. And just get there Thursday, Friday. If you want to come for one day on Sunday, you can.
Yes, Saturday, Sunday is a weekend pass. There's a four-day pass, a weekend pass, and one-day pass.
Wow. Great. I think it's going to be an amazing, amazing event.
I know it's going to be.
It's very exciting.
It's fantastic.
I'm actually really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You've worked really hard. And you can sort of find peace in yourself with this.
I try to find peace in my life without this as well. With this, it's just an added beautiful time in my life, you know. We're going to create an altar. By the side of the stage, that's all the great spiritual teachers, all the great people going to be in it. Like that picture of
Amma. Amma and you. Is that Amma and you? Yeah. No, I think, you know, this is what I've been, like, opened up to, because I was turned off from religion, like you said. Yeah. But there's something that we find in ourselves with this that ignites us. So it's going to, that's what it's about. That's what this weekend is about, igniting that passion in us. So,
so like I said before, come in full, leave empty.
Right.
Come in, leave full.
Great. So I'm talking to Sridhar Silverfine, the executive director of Bhakti Fest, the producer and visionary, really. We have some help, but it's really, was it your vision?
Absolutely.
How did it come to you? I mean, what?
Like everything else comes.
No, but like...
Grace. It's total grace. You know, I say to everybody, my staff, set the stage up and get out of the way.
Hmm.
Set the stage and get out of the way. Means set everything up and get the ego out of there.
But you know what? It was like supposed to, I mean, this is like the perfect thing to happen. Mm-hmm. In a way, you're sort of the perfect person to bring because you have your connections to this world. Right. So it's just blessed. It really is a blessed happening.
I think so.
Good.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. My good friend Sridhar.
We'll come back and visit again.
We will. Next year, dates around the second weekend of September. But
weekend after Labor Day.
But come this year.
Don't miss this year. Don't wait for next year because you're going to be hearing about it from everybody. You're going to say, oh, I could have gotten there. I should have been there. Just do it. Just come and welcome. Come and visit us at Bhakti Fest headquarters. Say you heard it on Alan Seinfeld's show.
You heard it on Alan Seinfeld's show, New Realities, and thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities@earthlings.net. And I'll end with some of the more of the music that we're going to be hearing at Bhakti Fest. So, thanks for listening. If you have any questions, just email Bhakti Fest number, or email the address on the Bhakti Fest, and email me at newrealities@earthlings.net. Thank you for listening tonight. Control, I am.
Thank you.